Before we hop into the episode, I'm going to ask you for one favor. If you listen to Founders Journal on Apple Podcasts, smash the follow button. And if you listen to it on Spotify, smash the follow button as well. And finally, if you love this show, please tell a friend to check it out wherever they listen to their podcasts. Now, onto the show. What's up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and executive chairman of Morning Brew. Welcome back to Founders Journal, my personal audio diary, where I give you, the business builder, the tools you need to think better in order to build better, whether that's building a business, a team, or a new product. Today, I'm talking about timeless lessons learned from the letters of Jeff Bezos. Let's hop into it. Jeff Bezos is one of the greatest entrepreneurs of our time. He's been building Amazon for the last 26 years. And one of the most amazing things about Jeff Bezos is we as builders have the ability to study his brain from 26 years of writing letters to shareholders of the company. I'm going to walk you through four of the most impressive lessons we can all glean from the 1997 letter, the first public letter that Bezos wrote to Amazon shareholders. Lesson one, the words that you use matter. This first letter written in 1997 has 1,617 words. And the most used word that isn't a preposition or conjunction is customer. It occurs 25 times in the letter, just about 1% of all words. What you say as a leader matters a ton. It focuses you and it focuses the people who look to you for guidance. People may argue whether Jeff Bezos's primary goal in building Amazon was serving customers or building the company into a trillion-dollar empire. But regardless of the answer to that question, he knew what mattered most, the customer. Bezos knew that Amazon's plan was simple and that at the center of this plan sat the customer. Execution would be highly difficult, which meant that he, his customers, and his employees had to be focused obsessively on the same exact thing. And repetition of the word customer made clear to Bezos and to his stakeholders that the only thing that truly mattered was the customer that Amazon served. That's lesson number one. Lesson two, conviction is key. Every great entrepreneur has one thing in common, and that is conviction. Conviction is having a deep-rooted and potentially contrarian belief that an opportunity you see is untapped, undervalued, and underappreciated. The conviction that Jeff Bezos has in Amazon's opportunity is so crystal clear throughout this shareholder letter. With the second sentence in this entire letter, Bezos makes his conviction in the internet and Amazon's opportunity so simple yet so profound. The line goes, quote, "But this is day one for the internet, and if we execute well, for Amazon.com," end quote. And what Jeff Bezos saw was this tidal wave called the internet. And he felt so much conviction that if he could be in the best position to surf that wave, he could create something massive. This conviction in his vision is what kept him relentlessly focused on serving the customer atop the internet for the last 26 years. So lesson two, conviction is key. Lesson three, you can't be a clear thinker without acknowledging trade-offs. While Amazon's 1997 letter oozes of confidence, it's not without appreciation of the risks. The sentence that stands out to me is where Jeff says, "This strategy is not without risk. It requires serious investment and crisp execution against established franchise leaders." What Jeff is basically saying here is this massive tidal wave in the internet that Jeff sees, he's not the only one to see it. There are other large companies with a shit ton of resources that see the wave as well, and they're going to try to surf it too. And the thing about this market from Jeff's point of view, and I agree with it, is that it's winner takes all. It's a market defined by network effects, where every new customer makes the platform better for the customer that came before them, which means from his perspective, underinvesting and under-executing to establish market leadership is the worst case scenario. That's lesson number three. Acknowledge trade-offs and risks whenever you communicate an idea or decision. The fourth and final lesson in the 1997 shareholder letter, Jeff Bezos is an incredible expectation setter. What I have found from my work on Morning Brew and entrepreneurship in general is that the number one failure of managers and leaders is an inability to set expectations with peers. Whether it's out of fear or due to unclear communication, leaders will tend to underpromise or misarticulate to their employees or shareholders all the time. And what Jeff Bezos has done so masterfully is make his vision and priorities for Amazon crystal clear to his shareholders. It is unmistakable. He does this in the letter by saying, quote, "Because of our emphasis on the long term, we may make decisions and weigh trade-offs differently than some companies. Accordingly, we want to share with you our fundamental management and decision-making approach so that you, our shareholders, may confirm that it is consistent with your investment philosophy," end quote. Now, why are these two sentences so incredibly important? Because it's about expectation setting at the highest level and aligning every stakeholder of Amazon towards the same North Star. Typically, one of the difficult parts of running a public company is building for the long term while managing short-term expectations due to having to report quarterly earnings. Basically, this line is Bezos saying, screw the difficulty that companies have always had with managing quarterly. I'm going to make investing in Amazon opt-in. I'm going to tell you we're building for the long term and you shouldn't evaluate us quarterly. And if you don't agree with that philosophy, great, you don't have to invest in the company. And so those are the four timeless lessons from a 24-year-old document by one of the greatest entrepreneurs of our time. Lesson one, the words you use matter. Customers repeated 25 times in a 1,617-word letter. Lesson two, conviction is key. Having a deep-rooted belief in something that you believe is undervalued, untapped, and underappreciated is a consistent in every great entrepreneur. Lesson three, you cannot be a clear thinker without acknowledging trade-offs and risks in every decision you make. And lesson four, setting expectations is the number one failure of managers and one of the most important things you can do as a leader. As always, thank you so much for listening to Founders Journal. If you have any questions about the letter or the lessons you can learn from it, or you have future ideas for Founders Journal, shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com. Or if you want to hit me up on Twitter, my handle is @businessbarista and my DMs are open. I will 100% respond to you. It may just take a few days. Thanks so much for listening and I'll catch you next episode.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.